Thank you for joining me. My name is Dr. David Carter, and I practice endodontics in Toledo, Ohio. The subject of this podcast is, why do I need a root canal? There are a number of reasons that teeth require endodontic treatment, also known as root canal therapy. As you know from the previous podcast, during endodontic treatment, the dental pulp is removed from the pulp chamber and the canals. Following this, the space previously occupied by the pulp is sealed to prevent leakage of saliva and subsequent bacterial invasion. If it is believed that you are suffering from discomfort due to pulpal disease, that the pulpal tissues are degenerating or have degenerated, or that the dental pulp is at risk secondary to an impending dental procedure, you may require endodontic treatment. Let's look at each of these categories separately. If you are currently having discomfort, you likely will see your general dentist. If they surmise that the problem is endodontic in nature, they will refer you to our office. Upon meeting you, there are two questions I want to satisfy. Can I localize the symptoms to one tooth? And can I simulate the discomfort? This may involve testing the tooth with tapping or thermal changes. The most common reason that people are sent to our office is that they are in some form of discomfort. Sometimes there is pulpal disease, but it is not necessarily evident to the patient. Perhaps there is a small bump on the gum indicating an infection, or there is a finding on an x-ray that is noted by the referring doctor. Other times, there is an area of deep decay, a crack, or a fracture. There may be a need for a crown or additional dental procedures, and there is a high likelihood of pulpal injury or death. In this case, it may be ideal to perform a root canal prior to the other steps in the treatment plan. One of the most common scenarios I see in my practice is the patient in discomfort shortly after having restorative work done on a tooth. Most often, an older crown is replaced, and then the symptoms occur. Another scenario is that a tooth was newly prepared for a crown or had a filling replaced. I commonly hear people say that the tooth was fine before it was worked on. While the tooth may have been asymptomatic, it likely was not fine. What often happens is that a tooth that requires treatment has a pulp that tests normally. However, treatment is being done to correct a condition that has likely been causing stress to the pulp for some time. This may include decay or a fracture and the leakage that accompanies it. This long-standing stress may have weakened the pulp such that any work that is done to the tooth can result in a situation that leads to the demise of the pulp. That includes anything from what would be considered a small restoration to a full buildup in crown. The other aspect to consider is the outcome of untreated caries, fractures, and dental conditions. That would be complete necrosis or death of the pulp and the subsequent abscess and concordant discomfort along with it. Millions of dental restorations are placed daily. Although some do eventually require endodontic treatment, far more teeth are saved and require no additional care in the future. Remember this: dental treatment may result in discomfort as a postoperative complication, but untreated dental disease will result in discomfort and the loss of a tooth. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast and that we have been able to shed some light on the reasons that people require root canal therapy. After a discussion like this, there are often more questions than answers. If so, we will make every effort to get to it in one of the next podcasts. For now, thank you for joining me. I hope this was a useful explanation. I look forward to speaking with you again very soon.